We have a live performance for you today with jazz pianist and composer Jackie Byard. His playing brings together the rhythms of early jazz like ragtime and stride with modern and even avant-garde harmonies. That's why jazz critic Francis Davis called him an uncategorizable maverick. Byard has recorded many solo albums as well as albums with his small groups and his big band, the Apollo Stompers. He's played with innovative musicians and composers like Eric Dolphy and Charles Mingus, and he was the pianist with the Duke Ellington Orchestra during the last year of Ellington's life when he wasn't performing much. Jackie Byard is a favorite of those of us who work on Fresh Air, which is why we commissioned him to write and perform our theme music. A lot of listeners ask us who plays the Fresh Air theme, so you can consider the next half hour an elaborate answer to that question. Playing with Jackie Byard today on tuba and bass is Ralph Hamperian. He's also the bassist with the Apollo Stompers, and he also is featured on the Fresh Air theme. Welcome, both of you, to Fresh Air. I have a request to kick things off. Can you play your piece, Jackie, John Arthur?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay, now? All right, here we go.
Great. One of the things, Jackie Byard, I love about your playing is how you get these great stride kind of rhythms in it and these really modern harmonies. I wonder if there was a time when jazz modernists thought that early jazz was kind of corny, and if you ever had to defend your interest in it.
Well, I felt that way about jazz at one time. I thought it was corny. I thought Louis Armstrong was corny and he was the pits.
Really?
I really didn't dig him. And as a matter of fact, Roy Eldridge, too. I thought he was kind of corny because we come up in the era of Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. Oh, that was so great. What are these guys doing? Louis Armstrong, man, they're old-fashioned. We used to call them Coleman Hawkins, even. And then sooner, I'd say after about 3 or 4 years of becoming a bebopper, then we became involved in the history of music and what it was all about and found out it was a little different.
So who did you first start getting interested in when you went back?
All of them. Well, because the influence was there. Because when I was a child, I remember my uncle was rehearsing with a band, and the piano player used to play like Fats Waller. And I had picked that up from him, playing like Fats Waller. But the band that I played with, they didn't like Fats Waller. They liked King Cole. So that was the kick then, you know.
You have an incredibly broad repertoire of original songs, jazz standards, and also songs that have never really been admitted into the jazz repertoire. And I'm going to ask you to play a pop tune for us now, Besame Mucho.
Cool. This tune is synonymous all over the world. I play it all over the world, and everybody knows it. And it's, what's it mean? Besame Mucho.
Kiss me a lot.
Kiss me a lot?
Yep.
No.
It's Spanish.
Oh, Spanish? I thought you got something about love or something.
Besame, kiss me.
Best kiss me? Okay. That'd be cool, though, huh? Thank you. I gave the bass player a solo.
Hey.
Yeah, I had to psych his mind so he could keep playing for me. So he played. A lot of piano players don't do that.
You snuck in summertime. Summertime, yeah.
Because summertime I'm happy, summertime I'm good.
I love the songs that end up in your repertoire. Bésame Mucho, you've even played Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah.
But you do crazy things with it. Do people assume that you're playing it tongue-in-cheek, and do you think of yourself as making fun of the songs?
No, not necessarily. It's just part of our approach, that's all. That being that eclectically involved, I guess. You can put it like that.
You play some songs that I think of just being so corny, like Bésame Mucho, and you make it so terrific.
Well, yeah, see, that's another thing, too. See, when you're playing a minor key, there are many variations you can become involved with as far as the classical era is concerned, if you notice. You know, anytime you play anything in a minor key, you can get away with a lot of things like that, musically anyway.
We're featuring a concert today with pianist Jackie Byard and bassist Ralph Hamperian. In a minute, Ralph is going to switch over from the bass to the tuba to play one of Jackie's original rags. But first, we're going to take a short break. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring a performance on today's show with pianist and composer Jackie Byard and bassist Ralph Hamperian, who has also brought his tuba. And by the way, these are also the musicians who perform the Fresh Air theme, which Jackie Byard composed. Well, I'm going to ask you to both play one of your original rags, Jackie. This is you want to say anything about it before you play it?
Thank you. Yes, this we call it the L.H. Gatewalk Rag, and it's supposed to depict the nonsense of Laurel and Hardy, because I was commissioned to write this for the Springfield Symphony, and they asked me to write a ragtime piece. I said, could I write something original? They said, sure. And so this is the outcome of Laurel and Hardy. It's supposed to depict their nonsense. There was a film, this concert, they were showing films of all of cartoons and different comedians during the comics, you call them? Yeah, during the 20s and the 30s, the movie. And this was part of it. And this, they were musicians. I think Ollie played the clarinet, and what's the name, played the played a small instrument, a piccolo. The fat guy played the piccolo. Funny. Well, anyway, here we go. Thank you. barely got through that. Woo!
That was one of Jackie Byard's original compositions, the LH Gatewalk Rag. You know, I was going to ask you if you ever wish that you were in the big band era so you could play with a big band, but of course I realized you actually play with a big band. You have your own big band.
Yes. And that's one of the greatest delights for all of us, I guess, when you can get 17 bodies together to perform these things, and that's without the use of electronics. And it's a glorious sight. Even watching some of the symphony orchestras, sure, it's a glorious sight when you see all these people performing and playing that music of whoever writes it. And for me, it's a special pleasure because it satisfies my narcissistic temperament. Is that what it is?
Narcissistic?
Yeah, it's satisfied. I really get great pleasure out of hearing it with the band. And you don't have to work as hard, neither. This is a lot of work. This is unbelievable. But it's nice, though. I enjoy it. And what we had done this year, it's at one time, like compositions like this was more or less the beginning of popular music here in America.
The rag?
Yeah. See, back in 1890, and all these ragtime musicians were playing, and then from that we got Sousa and all the different type of military bands. I don't know, what do they call them? Marching bands, yeah.
Can I ask you to play something else? And would you play one of the pop songs that you play and in a kind of avant-garde way?
Yeah, I got something for you. This song called In the Land of Make-Believe. Well, we'll really do this up.
This is what a big Chuck Mangione hit, right?
Yeah, and I was criticized for playing it. What are you playing that for? I said, because I can get off on it, you know? Yeah, you know, and it's called The Land of Make-Believe. And that's what we're trying to, it's believe. You can't believe. Can you believe this?
There are many worlds, fantasies, the record title.
Yeah. Here we go. Thank you.
Absolutely nobody plays a Chuck Mangione hit the way you do.
Yeah. It, like I say, you can really get off on it, you know? Yeah, because I think it was some piano player's wife said, why you play that?
You must get that a lot, even for Bessie May Mucho, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I enjoy those tunes because, you know, Sweet Georgia Brown was a pop tune at one time. And it's the same as Atlanta Make Believe. It's a pop tune, and it can become the standard, what they call standards.
We only have a couple of minutes left, and I just have to ask you if you would play the Fresh Air theme for us, which you composed and which you both perform for
us. I thought you'd never ask me. Here we go. Damn, the time sure flies. That makes me think of that clock with the wings on it. You ever see that? The clock with the wings? And one, two, three, four.
So much fun to have you both here. And my guests have been pianist and composer Jackie Byard and bassist Ralph Hamperian. Ralph is the bassist in Jackie's big band, the Apollo Stompers. Jackie Byard's recent albums are on the Soul Note record label.